got into this whole mess, the Fauci, Jim Jordan thing, that it has, in his view, become very personal.
It's so personal. And it is personal.
It's really rude.
They have lied about Dr. Fauci. They have spread conspiracy theories about Dr. Fauci. They have said the most preposterous things. It is personal. They're trying to attack the messenger who's been warning them. Well, they've been lying through their teeth to the American people, who's been warning them that a lot of people could die. And a year ago, they kept saying, open things up. Everything's fine. This is no worse than the flu. Nowhere. Over 550,000 people are dead. And the lies continue. The scapegoating still continues. No personal liberties were taken away. The Supreme Court has reviewed cases. The courts have reviewed cases. It's sheer idiocy playing for the lowest common denominator.
Is it getting clicks being so rude?
Well, it certainly lies about Anthony Fauci have always gotten clicks.
Jeez.
Conspiracy theories have always gotten clicks. I've talked about a stupid. You have to be a moron to believe it, but there are, I guess, a lot of morons out there. Something called plandemic, where they get somebody to come and just make things up whole cloth, suggesting he killed people during the AIDS epidemic. It's all filled with lies, and yet people are stupid enough to believe it.
That's Morning Joe Scarborough. Here's the deal, though. Fauci has been wrong. Again and again. Masks are not necessary. Masks are necessary. Now here in our state, social distancing. Oh, it's essential. Until all of a sudden the governor says, oh, it's not essential. We're going to end social distancing. Don't worry about 6 feet or 3 feet or whatever it might be. That's what's happened. That is precisely what has happened. The scientists have been wrong. That's the reality we're facing. Stay with us. More on this. Also, more coming up on the... just the horrific violence in Minnesota. And apparently now it's spreading to Chicago. And by the way, that's a tragic thing that happened there. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. It's a Friday, Get Your Weekend Started edition on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, at 3:31, as we check out our traffic cams right now, I look for some incidents out there on area freeways, and I don't see any right now, but lane restrictions are slowing things down on Interstate 11 North. That's at Wagon Wheel, and it's causing backups up to Lake Mead Boulevard there on Interstate 11 North. So reduced speeds on the 15 right now. It's moderate is the way to describe it right now. Not full speeds, but you're still moving along. Northbound 15 at Oakey, south 15 at Russell. Also some heavy volumes on the 515 right now. Those people that get up and go to work early in the 6 o'clock hour, probably getting off and driving home and finding a traffic snarl, 515 westbound at Charleston.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Across the National Football League, players are making the decision not to participate in off-season activities this year, and you can include the Las Vegas Raiders for the most part. There seems to be an unhappiness with the COVID protocols that are in place, but the statement from the Raiders read in part, quote, given the data and facts shared by our union about reduced injuries and other health benefits of the virtual off-season last season, unquote, as the reason why they make the decision not to participate. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they're back at this evening as they are going to match up against Anaheim UNLV basketball. They have added center David Muwaka, a center from Lamar University, comes in as a transfer. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor? You get someone who understands there's an art to listening. Who's able to hear more than what's being said and can provide tailored small business solutions that make you feel truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
At CDW, we get modern servers need to be flexible.
Flexible, scalable, and predictable. I predicted you'd say that.
Okay, what would I say next?
Probably something about server security.
Impressive and freaky. CDW can implement secure Hewlett-Packard Enterprise Gen 10 servers that improve speed and performance while reducing costs.
See, predictable.
IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it.
I predict a web address.
CDW.com/HPE.
I'm in your mind, man.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000. 870-4000.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Friday edition of Live and Local on AM 670 KMZQ. Jared Fisher, the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, just back from his coast-to-coast, his latest coast-to-coast. This was a San Diego to St. Augustine, Florida ride, and all in like 16 days. Unbelievable. But we'll have some fun with him coming up about 4 o'clock. And Mark Hutchison will talk about court packing. You know, the Biden administration and liberal Democrats want to pack the courts. Add 4 justices picked by Joe Biden to give balance to the court. This is nonsense. We'll talk about what it is you can do to fix it. I want to talk just for a minute. We had another night of violence in Brooklyn Center and Minneapolis. And I have just about had it up to here with folks that want to call these people peaceful protesters. They're not. They're violent protesters. They're throwing bricks and other projectiles at cops. A cop is going to get hurt seriously. It's going to happen. And it's just about time that we put an end to this. At what point does the governor say, okay, enough is enough? At what point does Mike Elliott, the mayor of Brooklyn Center, end up saying, we're done with this. You want to peacefully protest? Do it before 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Do it before sunset. Don't wait for it to get dark. Maybe it's time to finally put an end to this. I'm all for peaceful protest. But doing it under cover of darkness and then having it turn into a hailstorm of bricks and fireworks and other projectiles, that's wrong. It's going to hurt people. It is. And by the way, it was declared last night unlawful assembly. Just thought I'd mention it. Will anybody go to jail because of this? I don't think so. That's the problem. I'm going to open up our phone lines. I want to find out, how do we take our streets back? And not just in Brooklyn Center, not just in Minneapolis, not just in Chicago, but around the country. We still have stuff out in Portland almost every night. At what point do we take our cities back? At what point do we take our streets back? 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out from you if you honestly believe that what is going on in the streets of our American cities, we are soon going to have a repeat of what happened last summer. We are soon going to return to the violence that occurred during the summer. We've got to do something, and we got to do something now. We'll get to your calls in a minute. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We'll talk about that violence. In fact, we'll give you a great example of how these people are just a bunch of airheads. A great example, Exhibit A, of how bizarre these people are that are not just marching peacefully in the streets, but folks that are doing things that are reprehensible. For instance, one guy, and I saw this on Fox last night, one guy put the a head of a pig, a dead pig, on a hook, and then put a police hat on. That to me is reprehensible, and it's inciting violence. I mean, it really honestly is. We'll talk about that in a whole lot more. In fact, I'll let you hear from that guy in just a couple of minutes on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
The summer is almost here, and so is the Las Vegas heat. Are you ready for summer? Most importantly, is your air conditioner ready? Home Air Conditioning, locally owned and operated in the Las Vegas Valley, can save you money and keep you cool all summer. Schedule your $59 maintenance and safety inspection to keep your AC running all summer long. Call Danny at 702-878-8367 to schedule your appointment today. Turn to the experts at Home Air Conditioning, license number 51994.
Afraid that price for your new air conditioning unit was too high? Afraid that repair price on your AC unit was too much? Sticker shock.
Home Air Conditioning, your cure for sticker shock. Call Home Air Conditioning for free second pricing on your new air conditioning unit or AC repair. Home Air Conditioning voted the friendliest AC company in the valley. Call Danny for your free second pricing. 702-878-8367. Online at homeairlv.com. License number 51994.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play. And it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Steve Siddall here at Coach Pete's Money Desk, along with America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuda. Coach, with right now, should we be saving for retirement or getting out of debt?
Steve, that's a proper balance kind of thing. It's like a seesaw. I think that it depends on what kind of interest rate you're paying on the debt, mm-hmm. what kind of balance the debt is. But if we don't have a retirement plan, we're never going to be able to retire. And so think about that, because companies don't give you pensions anymore for the most part, so we need to fund our own pensions. We do a lot of this consultation strategies there, looking at the debt, looking at what you want to do in retirement, look at how much you have put aside, and putting together a proper plan. It's customized for everyone. Steve, the next 10 people, we're going to do that at no cost or obligation. We're also going to give you the 15-minute retirement planner guide that I developed a few years ago.
Just call 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. Or simply text VEGAS to 21000. That's VEGAS to 21000. Coach, before you go, you often talk about
explore and explore when it comes to retirement planning. Now, does that principle or does that process still stand firm today, even with the volatile market and the craziness going on?
Steve, we've been talking about this forever on the radio,
yeah,
15 years. What is a core and explore? Well, you have money put aside for retirement, but many people I've talked to have way too much money and way too much risk. And if you haven't seen that, you've seen it lately, right, with the coronavirus and the market going up and down. Let's put together our own plan that has the core money that is growing. It's protected from the zingers of the market, and it gives you that lifetime income you can never outlive. You can go to PeteOnDemand.com to find out more, but more importantly, give me a call right now. The next 10 people will put together your very own core and explore strategy, no cost.
Just call 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932, or simply text Vegas to 21000. That's Vegas to 21000.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered financial advisor.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and Local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Okay, I want you to hear this bizarre protester from last night in Minnesota. Mike Tobin, you heard some of his reporting a couple of days ago. We played you a clip as he was being tear gassed. But I just want you to hear, in his own words, what one of these protesters, what he's thinking, what he's feeling, why he's out there in the middle of the night, you know, throwing stuff, some of the bizarre things that are going on out there. This is cut two. This is Mike Tobin last night on Fox.
Well, Sean, it is heating up, but it's a lot of that pattern that we've seen with the bottles over the crowd, the fireworks going off, and the police are trying. I just heard one of those projectiles fired from the police. Police are mostly trying to keep these demonstrators off the fence, and we're about an hour out of the curfew. You talked about some of the demonstrators who are out here. Let me bring one in. This guy doesn't want to use his name, but he's ex-Navy, says he served on board the USS Princeton, and what he's got here is a prop. Go ahead and show the viewers. That is a that's a real pig's head on a stick with the cop hat on. Obviously, you know what that means. First of all, why'd you put together this display?
Well, I was out here last night, and I was simply over there having some officers. Somebody else shone a flashlight on them, and I got maced in the face for the second time by police officers in my life. It hurt really, really bad, and I got really, really
Mike,
upset,
I have a question.
And I went and got this pig head and this thing today.
All right, go ahead, John. Sean's got a question,
Mike,
for you.
What about the people that are throwing rocks, bottles, bricks, and other projectiles at the cops, and does he paint with such a broad brush and characterize all cops like pigs the way he's holding up there?
All right, there's two parts to this question. First of all, what about the people who are throwing rocks, bottles, bricks, whatever at the cops? How is that different than what the cops are doing in response?
Well, we don't use tear gas. We don't use gas. Gas is against the Geneva Conventions.
It is harmful. It's harmful.
Of course, but that's the only way they're going to learn anything. It's okay. The only way things could ever change is if people start throwing things.
And are you painting with a broad brush when you do bring out a symbol like this? You mean all cops are bad?
I think the institution of policing is bad. There's probably some really good folks.
Well,
as a matter of fact, I can see
instead?
It in a lot of their eyes. There's some good folks, but they just have terrible jobs.
What do you want instead?
An entirely different way of policing. I want
what
all of their
it?
Badges
Explain.
And all of their guns to stand down and to have this building.
So the entirely different way of policing, what do you mean by that? You mean some kind of community-oriented policing?
Me? No. I'm not qualified to make that decision, but I know smarter people that are. And it
all
certainly
right.
isn't what we have now.
Well, who are the smarter people? Because we're not seeing that out of these city councils.
That's true. You can probably talk to them in this crowd. A lot of them are giving speeches here tonight.
All right, let me get your reaction as far as Kim Potter. She was released on bond today. The charge is second-degree manslaughter. What do you
Got
think about
rat,
that?
Mike.
To me, that's pretty much an outrage. I think that this lady essentially works for a occupying force here, and she committed an act of war.
An act of war. Is what they're saying Kim Potter did. Kim Potter is saying it's an accident. Who's right? Who's wrong? I'm going to open up our phone lines right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. If you're a first-time caller, let Gentleman Jim know. He'll whisper it in my ear. I'll blab it to everybody. Basically what this protester was saying, and we thank him for his service, but what he is doing is inciting a riot. You want to talk about insurrection and what President Trump did? The fact is that what is happening now and putting a pig's head on a stick with a cop hat on top is only inviting insurrection. But that doesn't seem to matter. And that's what is so sad. And this violence that's going on has got to stop. It just cannot continue. Now, one of the things I want you to hear real quick, earlier in the hour, we let you hear from Jim Jordan, the congressman from Ohio, and Dr. Fauci. And earlier today, Jim Jordan was on Fox, and this was his reaction. In fact, this is cut six. His reaction to the verbal battle going on between himself and Dr. Fauci. Here it is from earlier today on Fox. No. I went to cut six. Cut six. Jim Jordan, the congressman from Ohio.
Straightforward question, which one we've been asking since last April. Give us
you
the
sure
objective metrics. When can kids go back to school? We know that's not dangerous. When can we get our freedom back? And always moving the goalposts. But his guardians rushed in to defend him, didn't they?
Yeah, but I mean, in what world does an unelected bureaucrat get to tell American citizens when we can exercise our God-given liberties, when we can exercise our constitutional rights, our First Amendment rights? I mean, for a year now, Americans have been told you can't go to church, can't go to work, can't go to school, can't go to a loved one's funeral, can't assemble, can't for a year now, citizens haven't been able to come to their capital to lobby their representative, to petition them, to redress their grievances. They can't do that. And if you dare speak out against Dr. Fauci, you get censored. You get attacked. Even Dr. Bhattacharya knows that. He's been attacked, and he's a physician, a medical school professor from Stanford, for goodness sake. Even that's not good enough for the radical left. So that's what's driving me crazy. And we just like to know. And Laura, you're right. You were one of the very first to point this out a year ago on your show. I mean, the American people are tired of this. And just tell us when it's going to end, when we get our rights back.
That's Jim Jordan last night, the Ingram angle after that foray with Dr. Fauci. Tell you what, let's do this. See if we squeeze a couple calls in before we go to break. Richie, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead. You're a first-time caller. Welcome.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Love your show. In response to your question about the Kim Potter incident, whether it's an act of war or accident, you know, I don't know the full details. That's still, you know, investigation, but accidents unfortunately do happen, Kevin. That's not something people want to hear. We have to look at our track record. There's other metrics to take into account. But the bigger question is, these people that are instigating this culture war, this is a war against the institution, essentially, I hate to say it, a race war. It's really a white against black thing. Also, not only a police thing, against the left and the liberals is really the way I look at it.
Can I tell you, Richie, I like the way you look at it. The problem is that for the family, you know, all they want is accountability and they want justice. The problem is what they view as justice is different than due process. It would violate due process. I got to hit a break, but I'm glad you called. And Richie, thank you, man. We'll get to more of your calls coming up. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Does applying for a mortgage feel like a chore? Call 529-2444. At GFL Capital, we'll open the door. Call 529-2444. GFL Capital Mortgage, licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, NB License MB4265, NMLS 64367.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
In 2020, Nevadans faced unprecedented government overreach and has had a devastating effect on our economy, on the livelihoods of countless Nevadans, and on our basic foundational freedoms. And now, of course, as lawmakers deal with the fiscal realities of shutting down an entire economy, they're getting ready to ask you, the very Nevadans who are suffering the most right now, to cough up even more of your hard-earned dollars to fix their mistakes. The Clark County Education Association wants to make Nevada's average sales tax the highest in the nation, and that's just the beginning. You can be sure government agencies, lobbyists, and unions will be out in force to make sure that their priorities are put ahead of yours. That's why Nevada Policy will be on the ground in Carson City this legislative session, making sure struggling Nevadans, not government insiders, are put first in the 2021 session. Partner with us today, and let's rebuild this great state. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and join our effort. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, Richie brings up a really good point, though. The problem is there are some people... There are some people for whom the only justice, the only accountability is that somebody goes to jail. They want to see Kim Potter, a 26-year veteran, who I'm willing to bet has helped train other cops along the way, and somebody who has done an exemplary job. I mean, I would love to see the sentencing hearing. If indeed Kim Potter is convicted of second-degree manslaughter, I would love to see all these people coming out of the woodwork saying she's a great cop, she has a perfect record, she's never been censured, she's never been this or that, and almost dare them to try and sentence her to a hard time. I don't think you can do that. Now this is something that I think, you know, it's obviously going to end up in a courtroom. And if, in fact, there are still people. I've been seeing on cable news. Benjamin Crump and people like that are out there saying, oh, they're undercharging. They should be charging, you know, first-degree murder, second-degree murder. Not manslaughter. Not second-degree manslaughter. And that essentially what they're doing is undercharging. They're not undercharging. And I'm going to be honest with you. I think Richie is right, though. Richie is onto something. Coming up in our next hour, Jared Fisher, the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, will join us. He is just back from his latest coast-to-coast adventure. This guy is amazing. He rides a bicycle across the nation in 16 days, and he does it by himself. I think he had a friend join him for part of the ride through Arizona. But otherwise, he rides all by himself. I so admire him, and I so wish I were more like him, willing to take risk and willing to you know, do an adventure. He is something special. Jared Fisher, the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, will join us. Stay with us. We got a whole bunch of stuff to do. Oh.